ערב טוב, ברוכים הבאים. תומר בר על פסנתר, גלעד אבו בבס, זהו אמיר ברסלר בתופים.
Daniel Zamir, and giving the names of the artists. This is a CD that was given to me by my friend Avi Noam, and it's just brilliant. It's the information is all in Hebrew, so I can't decipher some of it, but the music is unbelievable, just gorgeous. The Five Levels of the Soul is on the Korin label. Well, you're listening to WMFO Medford, and I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, wanting you to know that the MTA, who would like you to vote no on lifting the charter cap. Why? Because it's going to lose funding. And contrary to these TV ads that tell you it doesn't, that's not accurate. I don't know what kind of accounting they're doing, but there's no local accountability, and it's diverting more than $400 million from public schools, and that money is needed by the districts so they can offer more science, technology, arts, and music classes, as well as preschool services and smaller class sizes. The money should be kept in the public schools for the benefit of all students. So vote no, and if you want to get involved, you can go to massteachers.org/charters or facebook.com/SaveOurPublicSchoolsMA. So you know I work in the school system in Medford, in the middle school there at the Andrews. And once this thing goes through, there's going to be more and more and more charter schools, and it will totally take money away from other schools. Public schools. Okay. So I wanted to just make a quick mention of watching the debate, High Theater. I don't know what you thought, but Hillary, whatever you think about her, she is intelligent and controlled and presidential. Donald Trump looked like a buffoon and acted like a buffoon. And I just, even the way he's behaving now, I don't know. I mean, I don't like all of what Hillary stands for at all, but I just can't imagine having Donald Trump as president. It's just wrong. That's my opinion. So, as I mentioned, Rosh Hashanah is coming up Sunday night, the head of the year, and this is from around the year with the National Jewish Outreach Program. And let me just share a little bit of this with you. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are personal odyssey. Together they are the dawning moments of a new year. 365 sunlit mornings all rolled into 3 days of directed energy. Okay, so, there we go. In the past, you've heard the sound of the shofar, tasted an apple dipped in honey, and sat through services. But have you ever felt the thrill of being on the verge of tapping the fullness of your potential, of life's potential? This is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And on the following pages, I hope to give you a taste of this little-known dimension of the holiday. The Big Bang Theory of Rosh Hashanah. Current theory regarding the nature of the origin of the universe is commonly referred to as the Big Bang Theory. This theory posits that before the Big Bang occurred, there was no time, space, matter, or energy. What was there, you may ask? Obviously, there was nothing. Well, if there was nothing, how does nothing explode in a Big Bang and become a universe? What preceded the Big Bang was an infinitesimally small mathematical point that was not made up of matter, contained no energy, occupied no space, and preceded time itself. Paradoxically, this inconceivably tiny point contained within it the entire universe. This tiny primordial point represents ultimate potential. Whatever it was, when it exploded, it unleashed an entire universe. From gravity to time and from protons to cockroaches, they were all present in some form before the Big Bang took place. Rosh Hashanah is the Big Bang. On Rosh Hashanah, we neither ponder our future nor grapple with our past. On Rosh Hashanah, we confront our ultimate potential. Each one of us is destined to explode. Each one of us with our lives will create an entire universe. Each one of us possesses a profoundly immense and unique potential. The question is this: will the universe we create be a true reflection of the potential we possess? Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. You never once during the prayers on Rosh Hashanah, yet, never once during the prayers on Rosh Hashanah do we mention our past or ask for any kind of forgiveness. For this we wait until Yom Kippur. But that's odd. How can we be judged if we don't deal with our past, with our past deeds? The answer is that we all make mistakes in life, mistakes that move us further and further from a realization of our potential as human beings and as Jews. If we are not wholeheartedly committed to pursuing a path to our ultimate potential, then we are inevitably doomed to repeat the mistakes of our past and find new ways to move ever further from our potential, from being the person we truly want to be and can be. And so it is with the dialectic of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, we refine the vision of our potential and commit to it. Then and only then can we ensure that the changes we make on Yom Kippur will be of a lasting nature. There is a famous story about an elderly sage named Reb Zusha. Reb Zusha lay on his deathbed, surrounded by his students and disciples. Reb Zusha was crying, and there was no one who could comfort him. One student offered, "You are almost as wise as Moses himself." Another followed, saying, "You are almost as kind as our father Abraham." And so on. Yet Reb Zusha would not be comforted. He wept as the end drew near. "When I pass from this world and appear before the heavenly tribunal," Reb Zusha said, "they won't ask me, 'Zusha, why weren't you as wise as Moses or as kind as Abraham?' Rather, they will ask me, 'Why weren't you Zusha? Why didn't I fulfill my potential? Why didn't I follow the path that could have been mine?'" On Rosh Hashanah, we confront our potential as human beings, but even more as Jews. The question is one of commitment. The issue is one of judgment. So...
Say, I'm all.
That was Leo Rosenbluth from Leo Rosenbluth Sings Jewish Liturgical Music, Melach New Year, Rosh Hashanah. I want to share a little snippet from the Art Scroll Slichos service. L'cha Hashem, yours, my Lord, is the righteousness, and ours is the shamefacedness. What complaint can we make? What can we say? What can we declare? What justification can we offer? Let us examine our ways and analyze and return to you. For your right hand is extended to accept penitence. Neither with kindness nor with good deeds do we come before you. As paupers and as beggars do we knock at your doors. At your doors we knock, O compassionate and gracious one. Please do not turn us away from you empty-handed. Our King, turn us not away from you empty-handed, for you are the one who hears prayer. L'chashem hatzdaka v'lanu b'se ha'panim ma nis onen manomar ma nedaber u'ma nitz tadak nach p'sha derachenu v'nach kara v'nashuva elecha ki yimincha v'shuta l'kabel shavim lo b'chesed v'lo b'ma'asim banu l'fanecha Kedalim, Uchrashim, Nafaknu, Dilasecha, Nafaknu, Rachum Vachanun, Na Al Tishivenu Rekam, Milafanecha, Milafanecha, Malkenu Rekam, Al Tishivenu, Kiata Shomea, Tefila.
Oh,
That is the incredibly beautiful violin playing of Zina Schiff, playing Ernest Bloch Niguin from Bloch, complete works for violin and piano. I had the pleasure of meeting her. She lives in this area, and wow, what a talent. Before that, cantor Yosela Rosenblatt, Yehi Ratzon Milfne Avinu. Cantor Yosela Rosenblatt sings his original compositions. A couple of notes. Sophomores, you can study with Tufts programs abroad in 2017 to 2018. Learn more at our upcoming pizza parties. There's one tonight, actually, at Downing Hall, Tufts in Japan. It's in room 745A at 6 o'clock. Then the next one is Wednesday, October 5th. It's Tufts in Hong Kong, and at the same location. And Thursday, October 13th, Tufts in Madrid. They also have events coming up in October. Tufts in London, Oxford, Paris, Tübingen, I don't even know where that is, Chile, and China. Applications are due February 1st. For Oxford, December 1st. Go to tufts.edu/study abroad. I studied abroad, and it was a wonderful thing. I studied in Switzerland and got to learn French. Autumn outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year in New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So I have to say, speaking of cars, I had this terrible thing where my car was rear-ended, and it was a big shock and a lot of damage. I got my car back today after 2 weeks, and the folks at Belmont Auto were fabulous. Just fantastic. The car looks like nothing ever happened, and they really just did a great job. So thanks so much to those folks over at Belmont Auto. I highly recommend them. I mean, it was over $6,000 worth of damage. You can imagine the whole back was smashed in. Luckily, it was not on my nickel. That would have been really awful. But, so there was something else I was going to share with you, but I can't remember what it was. Oh, yes. My darling pussycat is quite the hunter, and he's bringing in all kinds of trophies. So I've been living with a mouse that he's got in the house, and I'm trying to figure out how to navigate that little deal. I used to leave a way so my cat could get in and out. Now I have to monitor him, see if he's got something in his mouth before I let him in the door. Oy vey. So we're going to continue on here with the music, with some more liturgical music for the upcoming Rosh Hashanah, the new year. That was Daniel Gill, Ana Hashem from Nigunim and a few other things. And we're coming down to the last 15 minutes or so before Chris Earl comes on with time travel. So I'm going to play as much as I can of Shlomo Carlbach, Rosh Hashanah, and this is the morning service and the afternoon service, Shacharis and Musaf.
Nine, I baruch atah Hashem elokeinu velokei avoseinu elokei Abraham ya 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 I will care I will care Chasodim Toivim Avekoyim Hei Ayakoyim Ya 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 Ayvezoichem Kasteyovayis Ayomevigoyim Leman Shemoi be Avo. I miss all of the white Kachom Limon by name. I bet Philo, O Besachan, O Bubuni. I lechala, O Lechane, I believe I'm
Shema Shem Scheidet ein Mekoi, der Adea,